אנחנו רואים את הבן מביאור המדבש. אם יש לו צורס הפסח, אף על פי שרוח בני עשרה אינו צורך למעט. The way we have the Mishnah is if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, even if the doorway is more than Esar Amos, you don't have to make it smaller. A Tzuras HaPesach helps for to be matter even more than Esar Amos wide. Morsha Ashkechon Tzuras HaPesach, the Mahanya Barachba, Baal Master of the Mahanya Begava. We have that if you put a Tzuras HaPesach, it will help even if it's more than 10 Amos wide. And we also have that if you have an Al Masra, there's some kind of fancy thing that will catch your attention. That'll help even if the kora is higher than 20 amps. So the question now is, ipchamai, what about the opposite? Will the tzuras ha-pesach help even if it's higher than 20 amps? Will a higher than 20 amps tzuras ha-pesach help? And will an amasra help if it's more than 10 amps wide? Rashi? I know Rashi. The Mahanya big Rachba, the Hacha Racha Meas. A Tzuras HaPesach helps to be Masher an opening more than 10 Amos. The Master, the Mahani Begova, the Hacha Gova Measer. Now, Master helps even if it's more than 20 Amos because it catches your attention. So, what about the opposite? Putting in a Masra to make it kosher more than 10 Amos wide, or a Tzuras HaPesach to be Master more than 20 Amos high. Toshma, the Tanya, Mabushu Gavoa mi Esrimama, you might. The Mishlot Tzuras HaPesach ain't a sorrowful might. We have a Farish Brisa that says that if the Mabu is higher than 20 Amos, but it has a Tzuras HaPesach, it's good. So a Tzuras HaPesach would help for more than 20 Amos. Al Masra Baruch Bomai, okay, now we know that Tzuras HaPesach helps even higher than 20 Amos. What about an Al Masra to make it kosher even if it's wider than 10 Amos? Toshma, the Tanya, Mabushu Gavoa mi Esrimama, you might. The Haracha mi Esra, you might. The Mieshlo Tzuras HaPesach, ain't a sorrowful might. The Mieshlo Amasra, ain't a sorrowful might. Like Mashma, that both of these Tikkunim are going both on the Reish and the Sefer. That 20 Amos high is possible, and 10 Amos, more than 10 Amos wide is possible. But if you have either an Amasra or a Tzuras HaPesach, then both of those are okay. That's why it's Mashma, that goes on both of them. My lava sefer isn't going even on the sefer, where it's more than 10 amas wide. If it has an almasra, it should be good. Where it says lo aresha, it's going back on the resha, only the case of more than 20 amas high. There an almasra and a tzuras hapesach help. But on the width, only a tzuras hapesach would help, not an almasra. Rashi, shnayit, so we're going to get it. Masni le Rav Yehuda lechir barav kamei derav, eno tzorech lamayit. Rav Yehuda was teaching Chia Barav in front of Rav this Mishnah, our Mishnah. And he ended off the Mishnah that if it's Roch of Me'eser Amos, but you put up a Tzuras HaPesach, then Ein Tzorech L'mayit. Omer Le, Asnai Tzorech L'mayit. So Rav told him, no, you have a wrong gears in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should say that even if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, it still has to be less than 10 Amos. A Tzuras HaPesach will not help for more than 10 Amos. And according to this, the brisa before is kipshuta. It's only going on the ratio. Not that part of it's going on the ratio, part is going on the sefer. If it's higher than 20 amas, both an almasra and a tzuras hapesach will help. But if it's more than 10 amas, neither of them will help. It's only going on the ratio. The way we learned until now is the almasra part is going on the ratio. And the tzuras hapesach is going both on the ratio and the sefer. Now it's kipshuta. The only tikkun of the Amasra and the Tzuras HaPesach is on the Reisha where it's higher than 20 Amos. But on the Seifa, nothing will help. So we have now, what you call Rav said, that the Mishnah really should read Tzorech L'mayit. Still have to be Mayit. Amar Rav Yosef, Midivri Rabbeinu Nilmad, from what Rav Yosef said, from what Rav said, we can learn the following. Chotzer Sheruba Psochin V'chalonos, Ain on the terrace, but Tzuras HaPesach. A chotzer that's meruba parutz, meruba al ha'amud, right, where most of it is opened, then a Tzuras HaPesach won't help. Because, we'll see one second, my time. Hoel v'yosr mi eser, osr v'mavui, u parutz meruba al ha'amud, osr v'chotzer, right, a pirtza, more than 10 amas, passels a mavui, the pesach of a mavui. And Mparuch Marubal Ha'omed, Aser is a chatzer, considers the wall of a chatzer no good. So the two sulim, right, one more than Aser, and one Parutz Marubal Ha'omed. Ma Yoser mi Aser Ha'oser b'mavui, eino nitter b'tzuris ha'pesach, just like the ten amas, that what's it called, the more than ten amas, pasos a mavui, can't be nitter with a tzuris ha'pesach. Paritz Merubal Ha'omid also Bechatzer and Nitter Mitzuris HaPesach. Similarly, Paritz Merubal Ha'omid, right, where most of it's opened, is not going to be kosher, right, if it's more than three Tvachim spaces, less than ten Amos spaces, but it's mostly open, more is open than closed, then a Tzuris HaPesach won't help. So if you have a lot of Tzachim with a Tzuris HaPesach, right, in, we'll see in one second, in one side of a Bechatzer, or a Mavi for that matter, and even if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, it's not going to help. Tzuris HaPesach will only help where more is closed than open. And then the opening will help with the Tzuris HaPesach. Gemara says, no. Let's see Rashi for here. Midivir Rabbeinu Rav, the Omer Tzuris HaPesach lo mahanya. Rav who said a Tzuris HaPesach doesn't help for more than 10 Amos. Okay. Sheruba Tzachim, the Arbet Tefanoseha. Rashi learns that Ruba Psachim means in the totality of all four mechitzas. Right? You add up the length of all the mechitzas together, and if more is open than closed, that's called Ruba Parutz. But Masha from Rashi, that in any one mechitza, this wouldn't apply. Chazon Ish brings down a host of Rishonim that say that it for sure applies in any one mechitza. But it doesn't have to be, like Rashi says, mostly closed from all the mechitzas. So if you have mostly closed in all the mechitzas by themselves, but if you add all of them together, it still would be mostly open. Okay? That could be if some of them are short walls and some of them are longer walls or whatever. Then what's it called? Then it still would be good. But Rashi learns it has to be mostly closed in the sum total of all the mechitzas. And somehow there's a mistake in Rashi. Rashi means in any of Arba Devanosel. Echad mi Arba Devanosel. Eino niteret tzuris ha-pesach, v'afilu psacher ktanim, iv me'as me'aser, even if the openings are less than 10 amas, ki hezid lo mahani tzuris ha-pesach, l'shavi yosur mi'aser pischa, lo mahani nomi l'paritz merubal ha-omeg v'psachim ktanim. Just like, and one Tzuris HaPesach won't help to close off more than 10 Amos opening. So too, a lot of Tzuris HaPesachs won't help if the Tzuris HaPesachs are going to be matir where most is open and there's less solid than open spaces. Mara says there's no raya from the fact that a Tzuris HaPesach won't help for more than 10 Amos, that it shouldn't help for Parutz Merubal HaOmed. Why? Mali Yosur mi Eser Ha'osur b'mavui shekein lo hitar tebo etzol pasim biroz. You know why a Tzuris HaPesach doesn't help to be matter more than 10 amas in a mavui? Because it's not matter by pasim biroz. Pasim biroz, according to Rav Meir, the bigger than 10 amas, they weren't matter by pasim biroz. Pasig biros have to be within 10 amas of each other. The diumdim. Okay, not like we learned yesterday, that was Rav Yehuda. That it's up till 13 and a third amas. But according to Rav Meir, more than 10 amas is no good. The space between the diumdim has to be less than 10 amas or less. Right? So that's why more than 10 amas isn't mutter with the Tzuris HaPesach. Because 10 amas is the most they were mocked, the biggest kula. By Pasig Yiros was 10 Amos. More than that, not. It's not considered a Pesach. Tomer b'paritz merubah la'omeh ha'osur b'chotzer shekein hitar tetzis Pasig Yiros. With Divreko. But paritz merubah la'omeh by Pasig Yiros, most of it's open. There's only two Amos in each corner that's closed off. Most of the rest of it is completely open. So there they were matter. So paritz merubah la'omeh, they were matter by Pasig Yiros, but a space more than 10 Amos, they weren't matter. So a space of more than 10 amas is more chomer, and therefore it's not nitar b'tzuris ha-pesach. But where it's paritz merubal ha-amud, that is mutar by pasig biros, and therefore it's also mutter with a Turus HaPesach. So it's no raya from one to the other. It could be that a Turus HaPesach less than 10 Amos will help, even though it's Paris Merubal HaOmed. Lema Mishayele, Defanos Halalu Sheruban Psochim V'Chalonos Mutter Uvilvad SheOmed Merubal HaParetz. Okay, so this braisa, first of all, doesn't make sense the way it's written. So the Gemara is going to first explain what it means. If you have walls, and most of them are openings, windows or doors, okay, then it's mutter, as long as most of it's closed and the minority is open. The Gemara says, Sheruban Sokadaitech, how can this go together? If most of it's doors and windows, then most of it's open and not closed. How could it be okay as long as most of it's closed, then most of it can't be windows and doors? So the Bryce is a contradiction itself. So the Gemara says, Ela Ema Sheribo Bohem Psyachim Chalonos, not Sheruban, not that most of it is windows or doors, but you put a lot of windows and doors in, but there's not enough, there's more closed than open. Uvilvad Sheomid Murubal HaParetz. So therefore, what do we see over there? That and the Chara, these things have a Tzuras HaPesach. Doors and windows have a Tzuras HaPesach, right? It's a regular doorway. Doorway means it has a mashkof on top and two side posts. See Rashi. Mali Yoser Mi Eser Dinhu Shelo Yoel Tzuras HaPesach Bo. Makes sense that the din should be that a Tzuras HaPesach, an opening that's more than 10 Amos, a Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't help. Shekein Chomri Sura, Shelo Huter B'Shum Makom B'Shabbos, V'Afilu Pasi B'Rolz. There's nowhere that we were matter an opening of more than 10 Amos. Even Pasi B'Rolz, which is the biggest kula, right? It's the most open walls you could have, the least mechitzas that still are mutter, right? Still, I'll leave it to Rav Meir. The Omer Perek Sheinu, Beineyam Kimolish De Revako, Shal Gimel Gimel Bakar, the Hainu Eser Amos, the Chalpara Amma Vishnei Shlishay Amma. The Rav Meir is only matter up to 10 Amos, between the Diyumdim. But a space more than 10 Amos is not mutter. So that's why even a Tzuras HaPesach won't help on more than 10 Amos. Tomer B'Paras Mubal HaOmed, the Pirtso Shal Eser, Opachos, Shari Huter B'Pasim B'Rosh. But by Pasim B'Rosh, right, an area that's less than 10 Amos, but it's mostly open and less closed, which means that the Diyumdim is what's matter. Diyumdim is only one Amma on each side. So you have basically on each wall two Amas closed and eight Amas open. And still that's okay. So that's Paris Merubal HaOmed. Vafilu Rav Meir, the Machmir Bahu, even Rav Meir is Machmir and says only 10 Amas is okay. V'asr b'yosr b'yasr miu Paris Merubal Moldi Deshari. But he's matter also. He's also maskin that if it's mostly open, it's also okay, as long as it's less than 10 Amas. The cause came Rabbi Yehuda, the Machshir b'yigimel Amas v'shlish. Surely, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's mutter up to 13 and a third, right, it's most of it's opened. Lema misayayale, leman di'omer lo mahan yetzuris ha'pesa v'omid pachas min ha'paris. Let's say this is a raya to Rav, who originally said that, for Rav Yosef, who originally learned from what Rav said, that even, a Tzuras HaPesach won't help where it's Paris Merubal HaOmed. Sheruban Sokadai, the Kivan, the Ruban Sokh, the Chalonos, Havale Paris Meruba. The Hechi Matsi Sula Mitzni of Avachia Omid Meruba. Right? The price itself doesn't make sense. It says, if you have mostly windows and doors, and then it says, as long as most of it is closed. The two things can't go together. And the Sheribo Behen, Sheasa Ben Harbik Sokh. It doesn't say Sheruban Sokh in the Chalonos, but it says Sheribo Behen. You put a lot of doorways and windows. But it's still, even though there's a lot of them, most of it's closed and less of it's open. Saviv, Saviv, Mutter, Vavachia, Bain Pesach, Pesach, Yosef, Mitzvah Pesach. As long as between each door, there's more closed than the doorways themselves. Alma, Omeid, Merubah, Laparetz, Bo'inan. You need that most of it should be standing. The Afa, Gav, Ikatzuris, HaPesach, Vekulu. Even though all these doorways, Lacharev, Tzuris, HaPesach. Okay. Whether a window helps a Tzuras HaPesach or not, the Chazonish says unless the window has the midos of a Pesach, in other words, it's 10 tfachim high and at least 4 tfachim open, then a Tzuris HaPesach, the window is not considered a Tzuris HaPesach, that's not considered a Pirza. And the others, it seems some other Rishonim, who say differently, that even a window that's not 10 Tvachim high, and not 4 Tvachim, why? But if it has a Tzuris HaPesach, it's also considered a Tzuris HaPesach. Okay. Whether it helps or not, that's what we're talking about. But whether it's considered a Tzuris HaPesach, that's a separate issue. Samara says, no, you can't bring a riot from there. Over there, it's talking where the doors weren't doorways that had Tzuris HaPesach. They're doors where the Tzuris HaPesach of that door wasn't considered a Tzuris HaPesach. Pishe Shimoi. Rashi said, Pishe Shimoi, Psachim Shomimim. They were like destroyed, what's it called, dilapidated doors, dilapidated doorways. Lashon Acher, Psachim Mekukolim. Same kind of thing. It's another reason why they're called Shimoi, not because of Shomimim, because they were like destroyed, but they were dilapidated. Shemechusrin Tikkun. They were never fixed up to be a real Tzuris HaPesach. Kamal Zokin Ashmoi, Chaser Mitorah. So it was missing something. Okay, now the Gemara says, my Pishe Shimoi. What does it mean that these were not real doorways, and therefore they didn't really have a Tzuris HaPesach? Pligi Bo Rav Rechumi Rav Yosef. Chad Omar Deleslu Shakti. One said it didn't have a mashkov. Rashi says shikvi mezuzo shenechlutzu avanei mikan. It didn't have proper side posts because the bricks came in and out. They weren't like a mezuzah straight down, right? The side post, but they were jagged rocks. One that went out, one that went in, wasn't a straight. Mezuzah. That's not a Tzuris HaPesach. And some learn from here that therefore if you make a Tzuris HaPesach from a lot of boards together, and one goes in, one goes out, it's not one straight thing, that's not a good Tzuris HaPesach. The Chazoni says no. If you made it special like that, that's a Tzuris HaPesach. But if here we're talking where it was never made as a mezuzah. It just was there by itself. It's a natural mezuzah. A natural mezuzah that doesn't look like a mezuzah. It's a bunch of rocks going in and out. That's not called a Tzuris HaPesach. But if you made it special, even if you made it in a way that part of it's thicker, or part of it's thinner, that's okay.
Is that
mashpia al-Hashir
mezuzah
in such a new way? Yeah, the same halachas really aren't exactly, but they're pretty close, yeah. The Chadomar Dleslu Tikra doesn't have a mashkov. Tikra, she'ain klum binyan l'mala min ha-pesach. It's an open Pesach, like the picture over here, right, and doesn't have a top on it. Ela kol ha-kosu chola ke-pesach ad rosho. It's open totally, there's no roof. The Tzuris Pesach she'omru kona mikan, v'kona mikan, v'kona agabeya. Right, here Tikra is mashkov. If there'd be a roof, even though there wouldn't be a mashkov, the roof would be the mashkov. That also, there's a shita like that, that the roof counts as a mashkov, even when there's no special mashkov. Okay. The Afrobiyah, so therefore there's no Tzuris HaPesach, but if there would have been a Tzuris HaPesach, it could be what's okay, even though it was Poritz, what's it called, the Merubal Ha'omud. Okay. The Afrobiyah, and Sover Law, the Hod, the Rav, Rav Yochan also holds like Rav, that a, what's it called, that a Tzuris HaPesach won't help for more than 10 Amos. Omar Ravin Barav, that's all that Rav said. Rav Yosef learned from Rav that it won't help for Paritz Merubal Ha'omud either. But Rav just said it won't help for more than 10 Amos. Omar Ravin Barav Ada, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Maisa Bada Mechad, Mi Bikas Beit Chorsad, Shinoach Dalit Kundeshim Bi Arba Pinus Hasada, U Mosach Zmora Alehem, U Bo Maisla Nechachom, Vi Tiru Lolin Kilayim. Omar Eshlokish Kaderish, Vi Tiru Lolin Kilayim, Kachi Tiru Lolin Shabbos. Rav Yochanan Omar, L'kilayim hitiru lo, L'inu Shabbos lo hitiru lo. Okay, so now what happens like this. There was a maisa in this place, in Beis Chorson, that somebody put four poles in the ground, in a square, and around his field, and he put a vine over the top of the poles, which make it a Tzuris HaPesach, so it's not completely open, with a Tzuris HaPesach all around, and now he wanted to plant. Halacha is that if you have a mechitza between the vines and the tvua, so there's no issur of kilai, right? Because one's on one side of the mechitza, one's on the other side of the mechitza. And even if there's no physical separation, it doesn't make a difference, even if there's just a halachic separation. So here you had Tzuras HaPesach all around. So he planted then, they were matir him to plant Tvua right up to the edge of the Mechitza, and the vine started on the other end of the Mechitza. And there was a machlokus now, whether they were matir him this just for Kilayim, or even for Shabbos. Okay? Now what case is it talking about? So Rabbi Yochanan said, only matir for Kilayim, but not for Shabbos. For Shabbos it wouldn't be considered a Rishus HaYochid. But for Kilayim it was mutter. Need mutter. But for Shabbos they were more machmer, right? From here it's mashma that even if you hold a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help for more than 10 amos, only midrabbanan. Min HaTorah it would help, otherwise it can't help for Kilayim either. But it would help for Min HaTorah, the Rabbanan answered it. So Mamaya Skinim, what are we talking over here? Elaim Min HaTzad, Vomrat Chizda Tzuras HaPesach Shosa Min HaTzad Lo Asov Lakuv. If we're talking where the Tzuras HaPesach over here was in such a way that it was in a corner, right? They didn't make four around, right? But they made a tatty corner. So then that doesn't help the chlal. That's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Nobody could hold that helps. El al gabon. Oh, no, if, what's it called, we're talking where you put the vine on the, what's it called, on the side of the post, not on top of it, then a Tzuras HaPesach like that doesn't help. Tzuras HaPesach, where the top bar is not over the two kanim, but it's on, it comes to the side, like a goal post, that's no good. El al gabon. It must be that he put the vine on top. Uvamai, ilema be'eser, if it's talking where it's less than eser amos, v'ha lema Rav Yochanan b'Shabbos lo. Here Rav Yochanan is saying that Shabbos doesn't help. Okay. Everybody holds that a Tzuras HaPesach helps for Shabbos, right, if it's less than 10 amos. Elema be'eser me'eser, must be talking where it's more than 10 amos. Okay? Rashi. And therefore, what do we see? That a, what's it called? That a Tzuras HaPesach, more than 10 amos, Rav Yochanan holds, doesn't help for Shabbos. It only helps for Kilayim. Rashi. Sober lo lahad rav, de lo mahani tzuras hapesach li osur miyasur b'mobli. Beis chor, son shein mokum. Umnes mosach zmor al gabei, ha nizel azeh, ke ein tzuras pesach. Le inyin kilayim, shim yesh gifonim besoch hakundosim, if there's gifonim inside these mechitzes, mutter nizro asomach len, you're allowed to plant tvua right outside of the mechitza. Chutzul mechitza. Kedisnah ha yegeder bein osayim. Zeh somech legeder mikan. Zeh somech legeder mikan. If there's a wall between the gifanim and the tvua, then you can plant right up to the wall. Lenin Shabbos al tzitl besocho. Metalta besocho. They were matter him, what's it called, to be metalta there for Shabbos and for kilayim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only for kilayim, not for Shabbos. Minatzad. Shemosa chazmora mizelezeh ben tziuso v'lo arashayim. Right. If it's talking where you put the Zemora on the side, that doesn't even help for Kilayim. A Tzuras HaPesach on the side is not a Tzuras HaPesach. It has to be over the top. Lo asa klum, linyin Shabbos amahitirulo. So why would they mocker him begabe Shabbos? That's nothing. Right? Mashma from Rashi, that a Tzuras HaPesach min asad will help by Kilayim. The question wasn't on why would they mocker him even for Kilayim. Why would they mocker him begabe Shabbos? Right, Mashim Rashi and the Taka will see the halachas like that. That a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad does help that kilayim, but not for Shabbos. The Shabbos lo, called the Esher l'kulayal b'tischahu. And if it's talking where it's less than 10 amos or less, then by Shabbos there's no one who holds that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help for 10 amos or less. That for sure it helps. So it's right from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that and more than 10 amos is no good. That's where the machlokas is, and Rabbi Yochanan holds not good. A Tzuras HaPesach for more than 10 amos, just like Rab. Smara says, what's it called? Lo, the Olam Be'eser. It's talking where it's only 10 amos. And still Rabbi Yochanan held that it's not good for Shabbos. Why? U'minatzad. And it's talking where the Tzuras HaPesach is minatzad. It's 10 amos. The machlokas is not whether a Tzuras HaPesach held for more than 10 amos, a real Tzuras HaPesach. It's talking where a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad for less than 10 amos, right, is it good or not? With the Rav Chizda commit to it. V'rami de Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan, v'rami de Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish. And they're arguing in Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, what's it called, that a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is no good, And Rabbi Yochanan holds for kilayim it is good. For Shabbos it's no good, but for kilayim it's good. And that's Taka Daloch. Daloch is that for kilayim it's for a pesach min atzad would be okay, and for Shabbos no good. Okay. Rav Chisda pligi Rish Lakish less late the Rav Chisda. He doesn't hold the Rav Chisda. The gabi kilayim. Rav Yochanan is like Rav Chisda. The kashavra ki Rav Chisda Shabbos. Aval the kilayim afilu min atzad have it for a pesach. The Shabbos chomer mikilayim. Right, and that's what's it called? Rav Yochanan holds that Rav Chisda only said his din legabe kilayim, but not only legabe Shabbos, not legabe kilayim. Legabe kilayim, the Turus HaPesach min Atzad would be okay. And Rish Lakish holds Turus HaPesach min Atzad is okay even for Shabbos. So if we pass with Rav Yochanan, we'd hold that the Turus HaPesach min Atzad is kosher by kilayim and not by Shabbos. Tzuras HaPesach min Atzad? No, it's a machlokes. If you hold it's not good for either one, it's... Yes, it could be that by Kilayim they were Mekel. And by Shabbos they held in order to be a real Tzuras HaPesach has to be on the top. L'chora, you have to say that, otherwise it does not by Kilayim. Or it could be that the dinim of what's considered a mechitzah are different for Shabbos and Kilayim. The kilayim just need a separation. For Shabbos, you need mamash din of a pesach. Could be. It's different also. Okay, so just a few things here. First of all, this whole Gemara, this whole Shakla Vataria, whether a Tzuras HaPesach helps for more than Esar Amos or not, right, and if it helps for Poros Merubo HaOmed, is a very Mogei Lamais. Because every Eruv, about every Eruv in any city, is made of Tzuras HaPesach. And most of it is open. There's no regular mechitzas. So, a Tzuras HaPesach, and most of them are more than the 10 amas. You'd have to make a Tzuras HaPesach every 10 amas in a city, right? The cost would be ridiculous. So, most Erevin, in most places in the world, are made of Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 amas. So that is not like a Rav, right? That means we don't pass them like Rav. And the Rambam Taka passions like Rav. And the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch passions like Rav. That a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help for more than 10 amas. But based on the Omud and Paruts or whatever, it's even the Rambam holds, the way it comes out from the Sugyas in the end, is that if it's Omud Merubala Paruts, and all the, if you add up all the Mechitzas, there's more standing, solid, than opened. Then a Tzuras HaPesach would help even for more than 10 amas in any of the walls. But if it's Parutz Merubal HaOmed, right, the Rambam holds, if you add up all the walls together, most is opened and less is solid, then a Tzuras HaPesach won't help for more than 10 amas. So in certain places, like let's say by us, most of our Eruv is closed. It's a regular fence. Only a miut is mamish open spaces with a Tzuras HaPesach. So there, according to everybody, a Tzuras HaPesach will help even though it's more than 10 amas. And we have Tzuras HaPesachs that are more than 10 amas. 10 amas is 17 and a half feet. So since most is closed, even what's it called, Tzuras HaPesach will help even for more than 10 amas. In most cities, most of the area is Tzuras HaPesach, meaning it's open. It's not a solid barrier. And therefore, according to the Beis Yosef, what's it called, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, a Tzuras HaPesach won't help for more than 10 amas. You'd have to make a Tzuras HaPesach every 10 amas, which is almost impossible. So according to that, according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Rambam, most Erevin are possible. There's no way of making them kosher. Okay? Even the one in Kiryat Sefer is, what's it called, more than 10 amas. The lechis one from the other, for sure. Right? It's more than 17 and a half feet between poles. Even they don't have the money to put poles every 17 and a half feet. And by Kiryat Sefer, Pashtus, I'm sure I never measured it, but most of the areas are Mutter with Tzuras HaPesach and not closed. Even though there are many areas where there's ridges or whatever that could be closed, maybe it is mostly closed. I don't know. But and there's areas where there are fences also. So I don't know. But it may be, maybe not. So therefore, Lechora Svardin, who passed him like that. The Ramah, though, says not like that. The Ramah says that a Tzuras HaPesach helps for less than 10 amas, even if it's Parutz Merubal HaOmed. We don't pass him like Rav. That's Ashkenaz. But the Chorus Svardim should hold that no Erev is kosher if the lechis are more than 10 amas apart. and most of his parts Mubar La'omer. But the Maisa, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, all of them say that the minig by Sfaradim was for some reason over here not to pass like the Beis Yosef, to be maker like the Rama, and Sfaradim also carry in regular Eruvin. But that's one of the reasons that a person, the Rabbi Mishnah Berurah says, about Nefesh should be Machmir, not to carry in an Eruv. This is one of the reasons, but it doesn't apply to our Eruv. So here there's no reason to be Machmir mitzvah on that. There may be other reasons to be Machmir, but that reason not. Okay. Also, it could be because if an area has, if you don't hold, you need 600,000 for Rosh Hashanah Rabin, then Rabin Baki, what's it called in Mavatul Mechitza. And if it says an area of 16 amos wide streets, but our streets, even after everything, are not 16 amos wide. I don't think there's a street in Matadio that's 16 amos wide. No. Because of that also is no reason to be mad. And to say, but there are streets that are 16 amos wide. So our Erev is better off, except for other reasons which we'll get to later. But for these reasons already, our Erev is better off. The Tosus also asks, what's it called? Tosus says, Pishei Shimoi is Pishei Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, they used to make these crazy doorways. And it's called Shimoi because it's Eretz Yisrael B'nei Shein. Tosus asks Akash over here, L'chora, what was the question? Keturas HaPesach B'mata Ramavui, that's 20 amas high. More than 20 amas high. Okay? Tosus, what's the question? If you have a Keturas HaPesach, you already have two lechis. And a lechi, what's it called, helps, what's it called, even if the walls are more than 20 amos. Right? Lechi's on the ground. So forget about the Tzuras of Pesach. You already have two lechis. Korah doesn't help more than 20 amos. But two lechis on the side will help. One lechi will help. Here you have two lechis. So he said, talking in such a way, the lechis wouldn't be good. If you go according to the Man D'Omer who has, you need a lechi of three tvachim. Here it's not three tvachim. Right? The lechis are a mashu. For a Tzuras HaPesach. You surely don't need three Tvachim Lechis for a Tzuras HaPesach. The Bechor Shor asked, why didn't Tosfos say a Tzir where the Lechi is more than three Tvachim away from the wall? Tzuras HaPesach starts three Tvachim away from the wall. Okay? So the Bechor, it should be good. But for a Lechi, it's no good. A Lechi has to be within three Tvachim of the wall of the Mavli. So he brings a Raya from there, the Tzuras HaPesach that's three Tvachim away from the wall won't help either. You can't have a Tzuras HaPesach, right, that has another little Pesach next to it. Unless it's less than three Tvachim. And that's not how we're machmer like that. But others say that there's a Rabbeinu Peretz that says that it could have said that case too. Could have said the case, and it still would be kosher. The Tzuras HaPesach would be kosher three Tvachim away, and the Lechi wouldn't be kosher. What? No, the Lechi has to be within three Tvachim, that's for sure. The question is like this, does the Lechi of the Tzuras HaPesach have to be within three Tvachim of the solid wall? Or can there be a space of more than three Tvachim, just like anything? You look at the Tzuras HaPesach of the solid wall, and then there's a space on the side, which is smaller than...
Not, is that not for the principle of Mavli, is that in any Lechi on the side, smaller than Mavli, I mean, if there was a
person here... No, that's okay, you have solid. The question is, it's not solid, it's just a Tzuras HaPesach. So you make one Pesach next to another Pesach. Right, here you have a Pesach. And now you have another space, what's it called, that's another little Pesach. So maybe that doesn't happen. People don't make a Pesach next to a Pesach. Right? If Hashem can be solid, that'd be fine. You have a solid Mechitz in the middle, and the openings are, it's Amud Mubal HaParetz, and it's fine. And it's less than 10 amos. Okay.